Because a moment later, you will try to reclaim your unity, that this is me, me, I'm me, 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 different. Okay, you are different, everyone is different. There is no comparison. There are comparisons, but not that way. What is your comparison based on?
Other people.
The one agreeing with me is good. The one who doesn't agree with me is bad. And those who are bad should be eliminated. This is how you think. Jealousy. You look at someone, if that someone is better than you, you want that someone not to exist. But mainly, let's say that you believe in something and somebody believes that you are stupid, you believe it's stupid, and he believes in something that you think is stupid, then how do you feel about that guy? Any of you? The one who doesn't believe in you, doesn't believe in your belief, what do you do with it? Look at you. Do you remember what did you do with the people who accepted whatever you told them? And they did it. You stopped and said, when we are talking about choosing your own destiny, means choosing the one we want you to choose. This is all of us. Look at us. Because each of us will believe that 100% hanging on my belief is my duty. And the opposition is wrong. Okay, let's eliminate the opposition. Let's say I can. You know, I'm a magician. Now I press a button. Suddenly there is no Pharaoh. Good. Then what will happen? There is no Pharaoh.
And there is no Moses.
There is no Moses. There is nothing. That's what it is. The other part of the problem is a part of it, not the rotten part of it. Opposition is good. Doubt is good. Each of them in their own place. Aren't you sure that from 200 years from now, if somebody looks at us, how ridiculous and seem like the cavemen look like? Shouldn't we understand that and not become dogmatic? But look around you, the dogmas, the rules, it's there. So we're not talking about the simple stuff, we're talking about the rotten part of you. You should know it. Why? You silly you, you thought that because you are bothering us, which is correct, of course, but we are sitting here because we know at the end of the day you're killing yourself. That is the pity. Because we could work on our tolerance and tolerate you, but you're killing yourself. This is the problem of someone who believes 100% in him or herself. This is the story of two kinds of Jews. Two kinds of Jews labeled personal effort. That's Jew. That's the word. Personal effort. In Arabic, if you ask an Arab what is personal effort, you will hear Jack. And what's the name of the fellow?
Jew.
Really? That's simple. And you know, it has been always that. You know that now if you use the word Jew, which is Jew actually, It's bad. Why? Because it was bad at the beginning, because that was their understanding from these people, because they were a minority who relied upon their personal effort only. Historically, they were like that. This is the label. But for us, you know that. We're not talking about the religion, this and that, but poetic language. Juhud means the guy who believes, the guy who is on his own. Do you know anyone like that? All the atheists are like that, aren't they? If I'm an atheist, who do I even know about? Just me, right? This is the story of this fellow. It is a little like this. In the first paragraph, he talked about the root of the problem. The root of the problem is that being eye-crossed. Ahwa means you don't understand the unity. You are the divider. Second paragraph means the paragraph of teaching when the vizier is teaching the trickery to the king was talking about two kind of secrets. The first secret is the secret of outside and inside. By that, we mean namely in a human being. In a human being, there is an outside, there is an inside. We're talking about which part of the human? The animal part, right? All the animals, they have an outside and an inside. Is it fair to say that? What is the difference between these two? If it is fair to say so.
One is hidden, one is out.
You see, he hadn't learned it. It's not enough to, the danger is not to disagree with me. Even when you agree with me, you're in trouble. Now you have to explain it. Why did you say that? Our inner part is prepared for my life, for me. My outer part is prepared for outside. Is my visible part, is my noticeable part, and all of that. We call it inside and outside. Outside relates to outside, right? Okay. Which one is which? First of all, this outside is visible, right? And this visible outside is declaring something. You're always shouting something. You're manifesting something, right? But inside could be just opposite, because you could lie. That we talked about in the state of animals, right? So your outside could be different. Means there is no way that I know the real you. There's no way that I could trust you. And vice versa. This is the problem of the fellows who are independent and they rely on themselves. When they look at the other people, what do they see? Cheating and lying. This is what they do. If I'm on my own, should I early in the morning shout out that, hey everybody, I'm coming out of my den. If there is a hunter, here I am. The animal part pretends to be different. There is this silly serpent that when danger is there, will be flat, and he even produces a very bad smell of rotten meat and thing like that to be left alone. The other one will have their skin little lines to confuse the lion's one while running away from them. Everybody is doing this. So if I find someone, let's say you, we're sure that you are an atheist and you rely on yourself. The only thing thing you can do is cheat.